Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to win a battle for Jerusalem following a deadly attack on a synagogue in the city. Two Palestinians armed with a gun and a meat cleaver killed four rabbis in West Jerusalem before being shot dead. Police officer later died of his wounds as well. The deadliest attack in Jerusalem in some 6 years. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas condemning the attack. Hamas, on the other hand, though, taking a different position, calling on the Palestinian people to carry out similar attacks. Iraq's defense minister has gone on record saying he's going to reject any proposals for foreign ground troops in the fight against the Islamic State. Khalid al-Abadi, contending the Iraqi army will be able to expel the Islamic State from his country. Statement in response to suggestions from U.S. officials about the potential for sending in ground troops. Meantime, Iraqi security forces have reportedly driven out the Islamic State around a strategic oil field north of Iraq. The area had been under Islamic State control for the past 5 months.